This week in the Civil War, on Saturday, June 27, 1863, after days of disappointment over Joseph Hooker's inability to respond to Lee's invasion of the North, President Abraham Lincoln removed Hooker and named General George Meade as the new commander of the Union Army of the Potomac. Thousands of Lee's Confederates were in Pennsylvania, as yet not seriously opposed by federal forces. Confederate General Jubal Early accepted a surrender of York, Pennsylvania, but demanded clothing, rations, and gold from its citizens. Other Confederate units moved towards Harrisburg, threatening the state capital. It would be 24 additional hours before sufficient Union forces would arrive to confront Lee. General Meade, although expressing surprise over his appointment and acknowledging his limitations concerning the exact condition of the troops and position of the enemy, immediately prepared to attack Lee's troops. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.